From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international group of nations led by the United States and Italy have agreed to back Libya's call for lifting a sanction on arms shipments to the North African country as a new unity government tries to take control of that lawless nation. Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the fledgling Government of National Accord, or GNA, says lifting the embargo would support the country's military institutions and the Presidency Council in the fight against Islamic State. He says creation of a presidency guard is aimed at protecting the government in public spaces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the international community supports the government to acquire the weapons and ammunition it needs to fight terrorism.
The arms embargo does allow for the Government of National Accord to request weapons if it needs them specifically to secure the country and to combat Daesh. That is the consideration. We will measure whatever requests there are for their legitimate arms requests with our call to all states to improve the enforcement of the arms embargo itself in order to prevent arms transfers from taking place to people outside of the GNA's authority.
But Kerry said world powers are not talking about troops or boots on the ground in Libya. The first round of talks to end a three-month border dispute between the Gambia and Senegal ended without agreement Monday. Senegal's foreign minister indicated the two sides would meet again in July. A border blockade by irate truckers has created shortages on both sides of the border. The blockade began in February after Gambia imposed a 100-fold hike in fees on truckers from Senegal in entering Gambia. This is VOA News.